You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. They're rolling out the red carpet this Thursday in Flint. It's the Flint Youth Film Festival, a chance for you to see the work of mid-Michigan's young filmmakers. Here with us, Donna Ulrich, who's director of the Flint Youth Film Festival, and filmmaker Alex Douglas, a Flint resident who recently graduated from the Media Arts and Entertainment Technology program at Mott Community College. Donna, is there a theme to the Flint Youth Film Festival?
Well, there was a theme, but we discovered that students, like adults, don't always read. And so our theme kind of got set by the side because young people get really excited about their ideas. And so we said, we'll throw out the theme for the festival and we'll let them do whatever they want. So we've got, you know, murder mysteries and horror and all sorts of things in that theme.
And how many filmmakers submitted entries?
We have 20 films, 16 directors, and about 40 crew members. So about 40 plus young filmmakers involved all the way around.
And when you say young filmmakers, what age are we talking
about? We're starting at age 13, middle school, and we're going up to 25 plus.
From mid-Michigan.
From mid-Michigan, right.
And one of them is Alex. And Alex, you actually submitted two films.
I did.
All right. Tell us about Alex the Dyslexic.
Okay. For Alex the Dyslexic, I was taking a documentary production class at Mott Community College, part of the program. So they wanted us to focus on an issue that a student would be having as they go through a university setting or in community college. I'm dyslexic, and it is difficult for me, and I don't use disability services, and I don't usually tell my professors that I have dyslexia, but it was a good way for me to kind of like speak out to say like what some people might be going through if they didn't really want to like say publicly, this is what I'm dealing with.
So a first-person documentary.
Yes.
Really telling your story. And then Parts Per Billion. Tell us what that story is.
Parts Per Billion is a documentary. Me and my coworker Nick Ferguson, we co-directed on the Flint water crisis because it is a very prominent issue. I live in Flint. All my friends are in Flint. It's something that still needs to be put out in the on the media. And so me and my friend Nick, we went around to all these different activists and asked them their point of view of what was going on with the Flint water crisis, and we put that in our documentary.
And what did you learn? What's the story that you're hoping to tell through this film?
Well, I did this in March, so the story that I was hoping to tell was that it really takes a village to kind of like broadcast what you need to be heard everywhere. And so having all these different voices saying pretty much the same things, all these different walks of life agreeing with each other, was really an important thing for me. And I'm really happy that that came out in Parts Per Billion.
And does it seem that too many of Flint stories in these recent months have been told or are being told by people who aren't from Flint?
I mean, as long as you can get the news out, that's good. But to have more people telling their own perspective of what's going on with their lives, that would be great too. So while the loudest voices are the ones that aren't from Flint, it would be nice to have kind of like the smaller ones come up too and see like all the different perspectives.
And represented by someone like you who is a Flint resident.
Definitely.
So what's happening down on Thursday night at the event?
So Thursday night is the kickoff of the exhibition for 30 Days at the FIA, but it's also then a celebration of these young people.
And when we say FIA, it's the Flint Institute of Arts.
The Flint Institute of Arts, exactly, which we thank tremendously for everything they're doing for us. But so we're going to do the red carpet. We've got paparazzi. We've got an afterglow. We're doing it up Academy Award style, we hope, anyway. But it'll be an opportunity for us to celebrate the various categories. We've got the middle school, high school, and then young adult categories. And then we've got fiction and nonfiction. And so we'll have first, second, and third place prize winners with cash prizes. And so it's, you know, an award ceremony. It's a kickoff for the festival. It's a little bit of everything.
Who did the judging?
We have judges from all over the country, actually. We have colleagues from L.A. who have worked with us, Denver, many professionals in the Flint market as well as the Michigan market. So all professional media makers, filmmakers.
And it is so important for young filmmakers, people like Alex, to start building their resumes and building their careers by getting films screened in a festival, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. And we just got the best compliments from these various judges in their notes. They were all very generous. And we haven't shared those yet with Alex and other entrants yet, but they just said wonderful things about many of the films. And we also think it's really exciting that these films now have a 30-day exhibition at the FIA for their resume as well.
Why were you drawn to filmmaking, Alex?
It was something about getting the largest audience possible to tell a story, whether it's fictional, non-fictional. You kind of just see a story that you want to tell, a character that you want to portray or something, and you throw them into a story, or you create this narrative that tells their story just how you want to. And there's something really intriguing about that and having people see the way you think. It's
what are your
unreal.
Goals?
I would like to start working in L.A. In like the fiction film, so Hollywood, that kind of track in the production. But I'll go wherever my life takes me, really.
That's exciting. How does youth filmmaking, Donna, do you think, and storytelling benefit both these young filmmakers and their communities?
There's so many ways. The reason I got involved in it and my colleagues got involved in it is because we recognize that young filmmakers, especially today with computers, get lost in their computers and let go of the socialization, the networking, the collaborative problem solving, the skills development of interacting with others.
That you need to do to make a film.
That you absolutely need. And so that's why we started this program, to help that, because we really believe that as they do something they love and then they work with and get feedback on their scripts, or they get feedback on the technical aspects of the film, that they're developing their skills. And with that development of skills comes confidence. And with that confidence then comes that ability to move on anywhere in the world. But we're hoping, as Alex did with Parts Per Billion, to inspire young people to look at the issues in their own community. And I think all of this leads to the creation of artists who are also very socially conscious and become good citizens in a community. And I certainly want them then helping me make decisions as I mature gracefully.
So we know that the big red carpet event is this Thursday night at the Flynn Institute of Arts. But how can people see the films if they couldn't make the Thursday night event?
They can stop in any time during the FIA's normal hours, 8 to 5, I believe the gallery's open. And then they'll also be available at the FlintYouthFilmFestival.com website.
The website is FlintYouthFilmFestival.com. And again, the event is at the Flint Institute of Arts this Thursday night. Donna Ulrich is the festival director. Thank you so much for being with us, Donna.
Thank you.
And filmmaker Alex Douglas, thanks for sharing your vision with us, and good luck with your career.
Thank you for having me.